Heading back to your call shortly, 1300 736 736. Muzza, we'll come to you as soon as I can. SEN Chief Reporter Sam Edmund, he is on the line, so I better go to Sam quickly. Talking about the Tony Shepherd interview from earlier, a few texts have come through on that. Great interview, Dwayne. Hopefully the negative Nellies listen to Tony. Yeah, he was a very measured voice, and it was great to have a listen to him. Love your perspective on all this, Dwayne. Seem to be the only radio presenter who has a balanced view compared to the others who are being sucked in by the hype and fear. Quite a few callers coming through as well wanted to talk about the Tony Shepherd interview. Apologies for those that we haven't been able to get to, but I promise we will after we take a little break for the 2 o'clock news. So 1300 736 736. Sam Edmund's about to join me. For those who didn't hear Tony Shepherd, here's a slice of Tony Shepherd before I get Sam Edmund's thoughts on it. Here's Tony Shepherd, the chairman of the Giants.
I'm reasonably confident. I think the numbers appear to be heading in the right direction. But, you know, again, we've just got to wait till the experts say, yes, that is true. And, you know, probably a couple of more weeks and we'll know that one way or another. And therefore, I think you should start seriously looking at, well, can we start the AFL again in a closed stadium environment? I don't think we definitely wouldn't be going down the rugby league route, which is set a date and then work to it. I think we'll be more reliant on what the experts say and when it's safe to do hand, but they do it. But, you know, if we can get back in, you know, July or something like that, I think that'll be great. Scared about that. Well, look, I come from the construction sector, and the construction sector's put in, you know, enormous protocols and procedures to split the workers up, keep them apart, and, you know, all that sort of thing. And also in the resources sector, done same. I have a sort of an inbuilt nervousness about creating a hub where you have three or four teams all located with family, staff, and what have you. I mean, unless you can, you know, absolutely ensure that nobody else is coming in or out, you know, they could be a bit of a cruise ship in the making, if you know what I mean. So
yep.
I have a little bit, I worry about that in a practical sense, is that how can you keep that coterie of people together in one area and ensure that, you know, they're monitored carefully, any sign of problems, the person's kicked out, and that nobody comes in or out, so that you don't, because in that controlled, you know, concentrated environment, I think the risk of cross-infection increases. But again, I'd rely on the experts' advice there. But yeah, I just think, instinctively, it seems like it could be a riskier environment.
Tony Shepherd talking more on the lines of, you know, private planes being hired to transfer players from state to state and just playing the remaining 16 rounds of this 17-round season as per the way they're scheduled. Sam Edmund, SEN Chief Reporters, join me for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now, illusionfires.com. Welcome to you, Sam. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, Dwayne. Good to talk to you. Hope you're doing well. He's a good man, Tony Shepherd. He speaks a lot of sense, doesn't he? And certainly the game, whether it's a false economy or not, Dwayne, remains to be seen. But it has a sunnier disposition about it just of recent times, doesn't it? And we heard Xavier Campbell talk in very similar tones on the Essendon's new podcast, Working Through It, yesterday with James Hurd and Joe Watson, saying that in all his discussions with people inside the AFL and others, was that he was reasonably confident, was I think the phrase he used, in terms of playing football in July, albeit without fans as well. We're not quite going as good as the NRL think they're going though, Dwayne, but that's probably a good thing for now. And Tony Shepherd, much the same, wasn't he? I did like the cruise ship analogy though, because the hubs aren't for everyone, and that's obviously a pretty dark way of looking at it, but the concerns are there, aren't they, from that space?
Yeah, he did in his comment though mention families being part of the hub as well. So taking families, which is the first time I've heard of families being with players. But, it's one of the 10 options they were looking at. And maybe Tony Shepherd's got angle for the other one. And that is play the remaining 16 rounds as they're scheduled to be played. And, his links, I suppose, Richard Goiter's links with Qantas as well, give us the opportunity to maybe explore that, even though the competition is sponsored by Virgin Airlines right now, but they might be able to sort out some sort of deal. You mentioned the Connor McKenna story earlier on with Jared and with Gary and Tim.
Yeah, look, obviously nothing new here in the homesickness sense. He's been battling it for quite a while, but he's done an interview overnight, Dwayne, with BBC Sport Northern Ireland, where he actually goes on record to say he will leave Essendon within the next 2 years. He says whether it's next year or the year after, he'll return home to Ireland. He's there at the moment, of course, while we endure this coronavirus lockdown. But fourth in the best and fairest last year, 24, getting better in each of his five seasons at the top level. Some would say it's a pretty big loss to Essendon. And other supporters that I've spoken to say, fine, cut him, get rid of him if he doesn't want to be there, open up the spot for someone else. But certainly it appears as though he's thought about it for a while, he's battled homesickness for a while, and he's now gone on the record to say he'll definitely be going back in the next 24 months.
And a couple of quick ones. The NRL and Channel 9 bust-up story. Do you think they'll... well, they can't shake hands, but do you think they'll maybe get together and have an air shake?
This is a huge story brewing up there in Sydney, Dwayne. It's hard to recall a broadcast partner being so scathing of the sport that it covers, and that's certainly the case here. Channel 9 threatening to walk away from the entire competition, given their plans to relaunch the season next month. The broadcaster saying they were... that was a stunning attack, to be honest. They said they hadn't been briefed on any of the return concepts. They accused the NRL of mismanagement and squandering millions of dollars of their broadcast rights deal money, and that the top office was bloated, and it goes on and on and on. But that's a massive fallout there between between the game and its biggest stakeholder being Nine Network.
Absolutely. And you got a Kane Little story that you've been working on pretty hard.
Yeah, well, no, well, the CEO, Kane Little, Carlton, there just did a little Q&A session via a closed Facebook group with the club's members this afternoon. SEN was in the room, if I can call it that, okay, Dwayne. And as part of a number of things, he confirmed their $20 million redevelopment of Icon Park from the state government will go ahead. He said the funding has long been in place. Admittedly, though, the scale of the project will be reviewed. He did reconfirm Carlton's commitment to its AFL women's competition. There's been a bit of doubt in that area about whether clubs would be able to support their AFLW teams financially, and obviously the Blues have dropped their VFL alignment with the Northern Blues as well. But Kane Little saying he cannot stress enough, to be clear, we could not be more committed to our AFLW program. So good news for Daniel Harford and the girls there, Dwayne. But before I leave you, Michael Hibbert as well has just paid a... well, I guess you call it a moving tribute to his older brother, Jeff, who's obviously missing, feared drowned after leaving on that fishing trip on Sunday morning. And Michael Hibbert, the Demons defender, just posting on Instagram a few minutes ago saying he was heartbroken and devastated. And he said, to anyone who reads this, hug your loved ones. Family is everything. And Melbourne coach Simon Goodwin earlier today, Dwayne, saying he was in regular contact with Hibbert, but admitted it had just been so difficult, even more difficult than it otherwise would be, because, of course, neither he nor his team mates can console Michael in person. They can't go and visit him. They can't put their arm around him. Just a terrible story. And you feel for the families of both men. Of course, there was Jeff Hibbert and also Jason De Silva, whose boat washed up on Pyramid Rock on Monday morning, Dwayne.
Yeah, it's a horrific story to leave us with last. Sam, I really appreciate you chasing as many stories as possible for me again today and bringing them to our people. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, Dwayne.
Sam Ebbin, SEN Chief Reporter for Illusion Gas Log Fires, clearing all current stock right now. We'll take a little break, and we're going to still talk some cricket with one of the greats of all time. Doug Walters is going to join me. Stick around, we'll also talk some bowls and some greyhounds, and take plenty of your calls, 1300 736 736.